Hello, everybody, and welcome back to our final episode of the Magnum Opus podcast. I know, I'm quite sad too, but don't worry, this isn't our final episode ever. We're simply going to take a break until our new season of the Opus Camp begins in August. Rest assured, at the end of the summer, our wonderful podcast will return. But this leaves me in a really tough spot for today, because what do we want to cover? What do we want to talk about? What insights can I give you in one tiny little episode that doesn't move forward that can really help you and benefit your musical career? Now, I've had a lot of suggestions. People have said, why don't we do another Word of the Month? Why don't we do another composer? Why don't we take a look at previous episodes and maybe just see how there's more information we can fill in the gaps? But I think today, one of the best things that we can do is, of course, music trivia. Who doesn't love music trivia? This is a nice way to put a brief pause on our musical episodes and then something we can easily come back to in the later months. So, without any further ado, this is one of those really easy ones we're gonna do. I'm gonna read off a question. I've prepared quite a few. And then you can pause and take a guess. I'm not gonna give you multiple choice because I find that takes a little bit too long. I have a much, much more fun time if I just read through all these rapid fire and see how many you can get. So I'm gonna try to get through 30 questions. We're gonna see if I get through them all in a matter of time here. But let's go ahead and begin. This is music trivia that is all across. So we have pop music trivia, we have classical music trivia, we have jazz music trivia, blah, 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 blah. Let's go ahead and begin. Let's start with something maybe a little bit easier. What singer won the very first American Idol series? Go! If you guessed Kelly Clarkson, you are absolutely correct. She has an amazing voice. Let's get a little bit harder. What singer has had a Billboard number one hit in each of the last 4 decades? If you answered Mariah Carey, you would be 100% correct. Nice job. Now, this one's kind of interesting. Which member of the Avengers had a brief stint as a pop star? Now, if you guessed Robert Downey Jr.'s Iron Man, you would be incorrect, although it would be very, very funny to picture him as a pop star. The correct answer is Brie Larson, who plays none other than Captain Marvel. She was a very brief pop star. She, again, has an amazing voice. Next question for you. Now, before Miley Cyrus recorded her hit Wrecking Ball, do you remember that song? It was actually offered to a different singer. What singer was it offered to? If you answered Beyoncé, you're absolutely correct. Very nice job there. Now, another question. Who was the very first woman to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? If you guessed Aretha Franklin, ding, 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 you are absolutely correct. Man, another person with just a phenomenal voice. Now we're gonna move genres a little bit here and we're gonna talk about country. Who was the only country artist to have a top 20 hit on the billboards for 6 straight decades? There's not even that many people to choose from. If you answer Dolly Parton, you are a phenomenal country artist and country fan. Bravo to you. Next question. Now, in 1973, Billy Joel released the hit single Piano Man. And in the Piano Man, he references the day the music died. What deaths of which artists, there's 3 of them, is he talking about? If you answered Buddy Holly, Richie Valens, and the Big Bopper, you get 3 points for that one. Not even something I would have known from a long, long past classic rock era. Okay, let's move genres here. Let's talk about classical music. Which famous classical composer composed a piece titled The Skittle Alley Trio? If you guessed none other than Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, bravo to you. Next, let's keep going. What is Simon Rattle's middle name? One of the most famous current composers who's currently living. Again, what is Simon Rattle's middle name? The answer is Dennis. Simon Dennis Rattle. Man, you guys are good. Okay, the popular musical Pirates of Penzance. There is a subtitle that goes with it. It is titled The Pirates of Penzance and then this. What is the subtitle? It is The Slave of Duty. The full title goes to The Pirates of Penzance, The Slave of Duty. Not bad. So far, if you have a perfect score, well, I don't believe you. How many ballads did Chopin write? The answer might surprise you. 4. Chopin wrote 4 musical ballads. Now, sometime in the 1970s, the Sydney Opera House opened, one of the most famous opera houses in the world. What year was it officially opened? 1973. Good guess, everybody, good guess. Which string instrument is not normally part of a standard string quartet? Hopefully everybody knows it is the double bass. You usually have violins, violas, cellos, piano even, but sorry, double basses. What is the lowest male voice type called? That would be the bass. Nice job. Hopefully it's a little bit easier for everybody. Next question. Which Italian Baroque composer was often referred to as the Red Priest? If you answered anything other than Antonio Vivaldi, please go back and listen to the entire podcast, 15 minutes that we dedicated to him, where we explained why he was called the Red Priest. Let's see how well you guys know your vocabulary and your Italian words. What is the Italian word for walking speed? If you answered Allegro, it is Andante. Classic music 101. Symphony number 9 in E minor is popularly known as the New World Symphony. Who composed the New World Symphony? Now, please tell me you did not say Ludwig von Beethoven. The correct answer is Antonin Dvorak, another wonderful composer that we did not get to this season. Russian-born virtuoso Sergei Rachmaninov is remembered almost entirely as a phenomenal composer, but he was also a virtuosic player. What instrument did Sergei Rachmaninov play? If you said cello, you would be wrong. It is piano. At the time, he was such a good piano player, partly due to his enormous hand size, which could stretch an unbelievable 12th, which is an octave and a half. Now, in 1913, modernist composer Igor Stravinsky premiered a ballet that was considered so unbelievably different from the modern normality that a riot broke out after the play was premiered. What was the title of this ballet? Very famously, Igor Stravinsky premiered The Rite of Spring, which depicts pagan and pagan holidays and pagan traditions, which at the time, with a very, very different musical notation and musical rhythm, which at the time was not very well received, as a riot did indeed break out at the theater. From the 16th to the 18th century, the Amati family passed down their knowledge of making what kind of instruments? They were expert violin makers. Nicolai Amata actually taught Stradivari and Guarnieri, who also became famous violin makers, but Stradivari is well known to be one of the most famous of all time. The modern day piano has how many keys? 88. Nice job. This famous composer went deaf halfway through his life before composing one of his most immortal and iconic symphonies, which is now regarded as one of the most famous symphonies of all time. Which composer was this? It is, of course, the one and only Ludwig von Beethoven. And if you answered anybody else, Shame on you. Go back and brush up on our Ludwig van Beethoven podcast, which walks you through for 15 minutes of why he was so famous. Now, wrapping up, a very, very famous Italian violin virtuosi was born in Italy in the year 1782. He was, in fact, so phenomenal at playing the violin that many of his contemporaries rumored that he sold his soul to the devil. Who was this young gentleman? This was, of course, Paganini. Now, last question for you guys. We did not get through all of them, but we made through a really, really good chunk. The abbreviation OP in music, which usually follows titles or pieces of work, is short for the word opus. Opus is a Latin word that means what? If you answered family, I would be inclined to say that you are absolutely correct. The actual translation is work, as in opus number 12, work number 12. Thank you everybody so much for listening. As always, I hope you learned something new and had a little bit of fun. This will be a brief pause on our regularly scheduled podcast for the season, but remember, we will pick it up again in the fall when our new Opus Camp wraps up. And remember, if you have not registered for the new Opus Camp, there's still time, but better make it quick because slots are filling up fast. Thank you everybody, have an absolutely wonderful summer. And I will see you in that first week of August.